I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, August 29. Coming up, $1.4 million allocated to eGov Jamaica Limited. Charisma Hotels and Resorts to break ground for first three hotels in January 2017. And government to roll out fencing program in primary schools. The details after the break.
Do you have a climate-saving startup? Well, access up to $15,000 in investments through the Caribbean Climate Innovation Center launch at GreenTech Accelerator. The program is the first of its kind in the Caribbean. What's in it for you? Up to $6,000 in grants per startup, access to mentorship at industry investors, business model development, prototype development, become part of an amazing community, and so much more. Apply before September 9. Only 10 startups will be selected. For more information, visit caribbeancic.org/launch it or call 876-977-2154. Discover what's possible.
Now the news. A sum of $1.4 million has been allocated to eGov Jamaica Limited for institutional strengthening. This to enhance eGov's operations as the technology implementation arm of the government. The money is being sourced through the $37.6 million strategic public sector transformation project, which seeks to strengthen public resource management and support selected public sector institutions in facilitating a more enabling environment for private sector growth. The initiative was formalized during a signing ceremony at the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service in Kingston recently. The Memorandum of Understanding was signed by Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw, Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley, and Chief Executive Officer eGov Jamaica Herman Athias. Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the partnership paves the way for the financial and technical resources to modernize eGov Jamaica and strategically position the public sector into the information age.
We have been and remain committed to transforming Jamaica into a digital and knowledge-based society, while at the same time driving better ICT governance throughout government to make it more efficient.
Charisma Hotels and Resorts has announced that it will break ground for the first three hotels under its $900 million development project in Landovery, St. Anne in January 2017. Under the Sugarcane project, Charisma plans to build 10 hotels over 10 years, with a total of 5,000 rooms. Direct employment will be created for 10,000 Jamaicans. Executive Chief of Sales and Marketing for Charisma Hotels and Resorts, Lubo Kristajic, says applications for the required permits have already been submitted for processing and consultations continue with the relevant authorities. Mr. Kristajic made the announcement during a meeting with Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett in Montego Bay recently. He says Charisma is hopeful that the approval process for the permits will be completed by November. This, he says, will enable the company to meet the January timeline to break ground for the three hotels, which will have a combined 1,800 rooms. Land preparation and construction should start by March 2017. Meanwhile, Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett has welcomed news that Charisma Hotels and Resorts is ready to begin its multiple hotel development project. Mr. Bartlett says the development represents the largest single investment in the tourism industry and will signal increased air seats out of Europe. He adds that the investment aligns well with the ministry's goals of generating earnings of $5 billion and securing 5 million visitors by 2021. The Charisma development is the first project under the ministry's Shovel Ready program. The Shovel Ready initiative is being undertaken jointly by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Jamaica Promotions Corporation, National Environment and Planning Agency, Urban Development Corporation, and Commissioner of Lands to prepackage a number of investment offerings. And Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid says the government will be rolling out a fencing program in primary-level institutions across the island as part of continued efforts to create and sustain a safer environment in schools. Senator Reid says the program is aimed at securing the physical perimeters of all primary schools in the country.
I'll be rolling out a program, and I will tell you in short order that every primary school will be fenced. We are committed to make sure that our schools are properly funded, that our schools are in good condition, our schools are safe, schools have the kind of resources.
Senator Reid says the government continues to invest heavily in developing and implementing security strategies to keep children safe while at school. He adds that additional safety measures will include training and deployment of approximately 1,000 safety and security officers, with an additional 400 to come on stream shortly. Safety and security manuals will also be distributed to schools to assist administrators in developing procedures for their institutions. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.